Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. It occurs to me that I haven't told you about Carl and Addie before. That's a shame, because they are, in their fashion, a big part of the story of the second half of the 20th century in America. In a local sort of way, that is. These two folks epitomize a whole segment of the baby boomers' population that decided a long time ago to try to do things a little differently from their elders, and often enough, a lot differently from their neighbors. In the course of their years on the planet, let's just say that they're both 70-something, they have been heroes and fools, foresighted and blind, groundbreaking and foot-dragging, prophets and throwbacks. They were the children of the 50s and 60s, and they got it in their heads early on to listen to a different drummer and then march to that beat. There's a whole list of things that are gradually gaining acceptance, things that back in the day were ridiculed and regarded with contempt, when they were regarded at all. You know, organic farming, humanely raised livestock, herbal medicines, massage therapy, alternative schools, renewable energy in homes, vehicles, and businesses, spiritualism in its various forms, home birth, and green death. And because folks like Carl and Addie possess the irresistible urge to sing the praises of all the things I just mentioned, those practices appear to be more in the mainstream and less on the fringe than ever before. I stopped in at their place, which they call Somewhere in the Driftless. I like that name. I stopped in the other day to find under one of his pet projects. He's been working on this baby for close to 10 years. The idea came to him during his morning visit to the composting toilet after reading an article in Popular Mechanics. Now, he usually reads Rumi in the can, but today it was different. He calls his project an earthworm, and it consists of a tricycle frame, electric motors, solar collectors, truck wheels, and a rototiller. When it's done, it will be able to till the substantial gardens at Somewhere, and maybe even reclaim some of the prairie when the land comes out of CRP next year. The downside is that it will take three times longer to do the tilling than the gasoline-powered hog that he uses now. The upside is it will be quiet. Even better, Carl will be sitting down, which will allow him to read more articles from Popular Mechanics and more poetry, too. The two of them have tried more things and possess more skills, practical and not so practical, than you or I would master in two lifetimes. They once made flour from pebbles. Seemed like a good idea at the time, since there were so many pebbles lying around. They were not happy with the rise of the dough, though. The finished bread resembled a thick matzah and had the shine of gray and pink granite. A 6-inch by 4-inch loaf weighed 9 pounds. They returned to their regular flour made of amaranth, oat groats, and hazelnuts in very short order. I admire their pioneering spirit. I'm glad I missed the bread. Addie chipped a tooth on it once. Did you know that Addie can play Lady of Spain by blowing through a dandelion stem? She does Amazing Grace and Ebb Tide, too. They both play the accordion, although Carl is just a beginner and Addie has to carry him through most of their numbers. It's a good thing the dog likes to sing along, as it covers more than a few of Carl's clinkers. The dog, whose name is Dog, is a beautiful cross between a Malamute and a Newfie, with one blue eye and one amber. When he reaches for that high note in the climactic portion of Climb Every Mountain, staring into your eyes with those bicolored beauties of his, the effect is startling. Kind of like when you bang your knee on the coffee table. But he gotta give him credit for trying, and I must say it seems to pay off for them in terms of their quality of life. They are dependent only on themselves for the basics. They can handle anything that life throws at them, from frozen pipes to minor surgery, and they seem to be happy, in a muted sort of way. Why, just the other day, as Addie was about, wait a minute, they're starting to play the Pennsylvania polka, and Dog is giving me that I'm gonna hit a high note look. I gotta go.